This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you guys that far ahead?
Yes.
Okay. I would not have anticipated
that. I'm on the other side of the national state line.
Okay. I thought it was more in the Hawaii area. I mean, obviously not near Hawaii, but I guess you're closer to actually, like, the Philippines and stuff?
Yeah, it's near the Philippines is the best way to describe it. That little pointy part of Australia points up towards it, and it's parallel to the fat part of Thailand. So, you know, it's about 1,500 miles south of Japan.
Okay. That makes more sense than why you went to Hong Kong first. So I assume you're a big fan of Tulsi Gabbard. So I assume you saw the news of Tulsi suing Hillary Clinton for calling her a Russian asset.
It's a pretty well, I'm kind of proud of her for it. I mean, people shouldn't be able to just say things and get away with it. I mean, this is the new America where you can just, I don't know, say whatever you want to say and, well, you know, whatever, libel and slander, those are old rules. I mean, people should be responsible for what they say. When somebody as powerful as Hillary Clinton says something like, you work for the Russian government, when you're a United States rep, especially one that has been opposed to Hillary for some time, I mean, maybe Hillary could make the argument that Tulsi is an unwitting asset or something, you know, like she's doing what the Russians want her to do, which, you know, I don't know what. Why does Hillary Clinton know what the Russians want?
Well, that just seems to be the go-to line for anyone who challenges the system here in the United States. And that's why for a while, all of my social media posts were going up in Russian, because apparently Gary Johnson was a Russian asset, Bernie Sanders, Russian asset. Anyone who doesn't agree 100% with the official Democratic narrative is a Russian asset in 2020. It's completely bizarre.
And the Democrats' Benghazi.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I was just thinking more like they're boogeyman, but yeah, certainly they're Benghazi. Yeah. So, according to Reuters, Democratic presidential contender Tulsi Gabbard sued Hillary Clinton for defamation today, seeking at least $50 million in damages for harming her reputation by suggesting last year that one of the party's White House contenders was a Russian asset. What I find weird about this is that as much as I disagree with what Hillary said, doesn't she have the free speech right to say things that are incorrect?
Well, I mean, she has the right to say things that are incorrect, but she doesn't have the right to, I mean, it depends on how somebody takes it, right? If somebody believes that Tulsi Gabbard is colluding with the Russians, and let's not forget, Tulsi had a meeting with Assad, so, you know, they were all after her for that, too. If they believe that she was actually meeting with the Russians because of what Hillary Clinton said, then Tulsi is going to win that and should win that by, you know, I don't know how things are going to go anymore. And, you know, I mean, it's Hillary Clinton. I mean, the judge could end up dead for all we know, but I mean,
it's likely that Tulsi could end up dead. In fact, there's some fake news going around alleging that Tulsi included in the suit that she is not suicidal, has never been suicidal, and doesn't anticipate being suicidal. Of course, that's not in there, but it's not unheard of that people who do things like this end up dead. The lawsuit evidently...
People who, There's a list of things on the internet of people that have, you know, crossed the Clintons in some manner or another who have ended up dead. I don't, it's kind of a conspiracy theory, but it sure is a juicy one.
It is.
Yeah. And in the case of Tulsi Gabbard, I think everybody really needs to understand that this is just a smear campaign. Tulsi never got a shot in this. Most of the candidates were ignored that were at Tulsi's level. Not Tulsi. Tulsi had smear articles out on her from the very first day. And the reason is because Tulsi Gabbard dropped out of the DNC to support Bernie Sanders in 2016.
Yeah, and that made Hillary very upset.
Upset, and that made basically the power structure of the Democratic Party upset. And Tulsi has continued to do things that have upset the Democrats, because why not? There's nothing she can do at this point. They've already said she works for Syria. They've already said she works for Russia. They've already said that she's, some idiot idiot peacenik. I mean, this is a captain in the National Guard and a combat veteran that these chicken hawks are calling a coward. And, this is a perfect case of what you accuse somebody of doing, they become. Like, Tulsi has risen up against these accusations and said, I'm not putting up with this from the party that I have supported for so long.
I'm curious, she was called a peacenik in an insulting manner?
There was a couple of articles out there that basically her policy, towards the Middle East was going to put us back a decade or two, something like that.
That's ridiculous. But the lawsuit said that Clinton's comments had damaged the presidential candidacy of Gabbard, a U.S. representative from Hawaii, and were motivated by anger over Gabbard's endorsement in 2016 of Clinton's Democratic nominating contest rival, Bernie Sanders. I'm not overly happy to know that Tulsi Gabbard is a big fan of Bernie Sanders, but...
Well, I'm not... Like, all I can say is regarding Bernie Sanders is there were two people running at the end of 2016.
Yeah.
And one of them was going to get the Democratic nomination, right? Like, we don't live in a world where it's just like, I don't like either of them, so I hope neither of them win. We just live in that world.
Unfortunately.
So, I've got to say, my endorsement for the Democratic National nomination in 2016 went to Bernie Sanders. And I feel like he was cheated.
He was definitely cheated. I mean, Hillary arrayed the entire DNC against him, and she pulled no punches in doing so. I mean, Clinton was
the fact that that she would attempt to do that says to me that that's who I want, as opposed to her.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point. The lawsuit
goes on. So there were four people that could win in the general election. There were four people who could win, and I voted for Gary Johnson. I could have voted for somebody like Daryl W. Perry, whom I would have rather seen in the White House, but he just wasn't gonna. There was no mathematical way that he could ever win. So I limit myself to the candidate that could mathematically win.
Okay. Well, ordinarily, wouldn't that actually limit you to just the Republican nominee and the Democratic nominee?
No, because the Libertarians and the Greens are on in enough parties, enough states that they can get the Electoral College.
Want it to be possible. Gotcha. Yeah, and Daryl, he was only registered as a write-in in like 13 states or something, right?
To me, when you vote for the Republican or the Democrat, you tend to vote for them because they're the most likely to win. If they're the most likely to win, why vote for them? Because you only have one vote. That vote is unlikely to make the difference statistically in a state. Not gonna. There's no presidential candidate has ever gotten the electoral votes from a state based on one citizen's votes. So I just vote for the person that I would like to see who mathematically has a chance to win. Those are my criteria.
Okay, makes sense.
They're not the greatest, but that's what I got.
So Clinton got exactly what she wanted by lying about Tulsi. She harmed her political and personal rival's reputation and ongoing presidential campaign and started a damaging whisper campaign based on baseless but vicious untruths, said the lawsuit filed in federal court in New York. Now, isn't it true, I guess, that all is fair in politics and love and war?
Is it fair to call your opponent a Russian asset?
I don't know. I would blur the. I would say there's a distinction between saying, we'll "Oh yeah, she's a Russian asset," and well, I think she's a Russian asset. But more about this and Tulsi Gabbard's suit against Hillary. Just a moment. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com because they've finally launched a trading platform that you can find at local.bitcoin.com. It allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site. And all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. I'm Aria, of course, joined by
Jay Noon.
And via remote, none other than
Kedge. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, you're actually coming through great. It is indistinguishable from you sitting here in the studio.
Well, I brought the Comrex access machine, and we didn't have time before the show to get it set up, but we will at some point be doing the show from here with the Comrex. I'm waiting until I get a wired internet connection. I'm currently on what they're calling MiFi, which I have a wire running from my computer to the router, but the router isn't wired to anything else, so it's a 4G LTE connection.
Well, it's doing pretty good, that connection, best I can tell.
It sounds pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're talking about Tulsi Gabbard's lawsuit.
I've checked it with the very tough judges in the Discord room at discord.freetalklive.com, and they've given it a passing grade, which I think is high praise.
Yeah. So we're talking about Tulsi Gabbard suing Hillary Clinton. Have you seen this, Jay?
I actually heard Luke Radowski talk about it on the way to the show. I was listening to his he does a daily, little 15-20 minute newscast, and yes, he was talking about it. And rightfully so. I am glad that somebody is going against the queen of warmongers. I mean, for, who is Hillary Clinton to get up there and bash Tulsi Gabbard, which I thought actually benefited Tulsi a lot.
Yeah, anyone who Hillary doesn't like is probably at least a not terrible person in my book.
Unless you work in some form of publicly funded union, unless you're a member of the American Educators Association, because almost every school teacher I've ever met is all about Hillary Clinton. And I know it's because my aunt is a professional in the, she's a professional parasite in the school industry, and worked in public schools her whole life, and her and all her buddies just love Hillary. They think she's great.
So,
guys, I have to go. They're calling about that wired connection right now.
Have a good time, Mark. Thanks for the call. So, Clinton spokesman Nick Merrill is saying that's ridiculous. Of course, a lot of people, Mark as well, have said that, this entire Democratic circus is just them trying to make Joe Biden the front runner while also allowing him to be as stupid and prone to gaffes as he is so that Hillary Clinton can come in later and swoop in and rescue the Democrats from Joe Biden.
Also, while I was driving here, there's no internet service for a good chunk between, my place and Keene. So I listened to NPR, and I listened to about, probably 25, 30 minutes of testimony. They were, playing this impeachment stuff.
Right.
And all the Democrats are crying. They are so upset that Donald Trump cut aid in the form of military aid that I'm sure is being funneled into Burisma, the company that Joe Biden's son works for, and then Nancy Pelosi has some relative working, and so does Harry Reid. I've seen the meme where poor people go to go to other countries to die, but the children of Pelosi, Biden, and a couple other Democrats, go to Ukraine to work for gas companies and make crazy salaries. And that's probably exactly what happened. Is USAID is probably being funneled directly to these, Hunter Biden and other such criminals who just because their fathers are these criminal politicians just getting money. And that's
said
to me.
I mean, isn't that how they've always done it, though, with the Clinton Foundation essentially just taking U.S. foreign aid and using it to enrich themselves while making token efforts to restore infrastructure and things like that, like in Haiti?
Yeah. I was just going to say, was it $8.1 million that they stole from the Haitians or a billion? I can't even remember the number. And what's the difference between a million and a billion anymore? Who even knows the way these guys throw numbers around? But, Tulsi also sued Google a while back. I don't know what's going on with that because at the first debate she was in, Tulsi's campaign bought a lot of Google advertising to advertise her, like, basically, like, shortly before the debate ended for the next 6 hours. And they totally shut down her whole account on this. This was actually one of the first things that really got my attention on Tulsi is the fact that Google was censoring her. And this was back right at the first Democrat debate 6 months ago or something.
Listen to this quote from Hillary. It's just mind-boggling. She's the favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far. And that's assuming Jill Stein will give it up, which she might not, because she's also a Russian asset,
right.
Clinton said.
And
I mean, that's...
I watched that clip
that
of The View.
Unacceptably reckless.
Right. And this is old. This was, how many, what was it, 2 months old, that particular clip from The View?
It's several months old
now.
Yeah. Just unbelievable that she would come out and say this. Of course, she also has said repeatedly that Trump is a Russian asset. I'm sure that anyone, that Bernie Sanders is a Russian asset in her mind. Well, everyone but her is a Russian asset.
Well, we got to understand, actually, Hillary is the Russian asset if we're even going to go down that road. Joe Biden, you know, has got this sweet contract with Burisma. He bribed the government of Ukraine. Here's a video of him bragging about it with a hot mic, bribing how he's just bragging to some buddies like he's at the country club about how, we said we're going to stop this, you know, X amount of $1 billion dollars worth of aid to your country unless you stop investigating my son. And well, darn it, didn't the prosecutor get fired the next day over there, and they got their money, and then that money probably went to his son. And this is another reason
this
I like
Tulsi.
This
has to do with the Trump impeachment thing, right?
Yes. This
is because I haven't followed that at all.
Everything they're impeaching Trump of, they've done.
Of course.
I knew this girl growing up. We had to keep, like, stuff locked up when she was around. She was a known thief. She was a liar. And when she would, like, talk trash about somebody, she was projecting her own crimes. And there's a lot of people, and we all know someone like that. And this is all that's happening.
So after these comments, Merrill confirmed to Politico that Clinton was referring to Gabbard, as though there was any doubt that she could have been. The Gabbard lawsuit said Clinton had refused to apologize or retract the comments, which it described as devastating to a United States politician's reputation, and made them knowing they were false. Well, speaking of, you know, damaging a... United States politician's reputation, I would imagine that if Tulsi's suit against Clinton is successful, then Trump will be suing Hillary himself.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah. Let them all sue each other.
Absolutely.
And make them all poor. Of course, they won't, because all of this money will end up going somewhere.
Well, Hillary doesn't have any money. Her foundation has it all.
Yeah.
So I hope that Tulsi's campaign or Tulsi is suing something that they can actually get some fruit from.
Well, they sued us for $50 million. Representative Gabbard must defend her good name and hold Mrs. Clinton accountable. The lawsuit intends to just that, said Gabbard's lawyer, Brian Dunn. More on this in a moment. 855-450-3733. Was Hillary right, or was she just a crazy old woman? 855-450-3733.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment managers are laying out the case against President Trump in the impeachment trial in the Senate. It's anybody's guess just exactly how long the trial will take. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina says President Trump wants this to wrap up as soon as possible so Congress can get back to work.
I think he's willing to see this trial end very quickly. I think he would prefer that we just dismiss it and get on to lowering prescription drug prices, working on roads and bridges, you know, keeping the economy going.
Chinese officials say 17 people have died and more than 450 have been infected by the coronavirus. One of the cases involves a man in the United States who had traveled to China recently. The CDC is screening passengers traveling from central China at 5 U.S. airports in New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Atlanta. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight is Aria.
And Jay.
And the Edge Wallet is the mobile wallet that I use. It's available for both iOS and Android. It allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. And they're actually your currencies. You own your money. It's not a custodial wallet or any of that kind of crap. It's actually your money. It supports Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. Using a tagline of Secure Your Freedom, it's been worked on since 2014. You can find out more about it by visiting edge.app. Again, that's edge.app, or just look it up on the Google Play or iOS stores. Now, the impeachment is something that I've more or less avoided on purpose because, to me, it's just a dog and pony show.
Yeah,
it's just professional wrestling, and I'm not interested in professional wrestling, you know, like
it was
WWE
just
and crap.
Total comedy for me today listening to it because, I mean, just listening to these guys whine about how they couldn't funnel money back to their own boys on the inside over there is all I can. I mean, it's the summary of the whole impeachment, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I've got an article here from the Chicago Tribune. Headline of Democrats at Trump's impeachment trial should listen to the Chief Justice. No more pettifogging. Now, that's not a term I'm familiar with.
Pettifogging?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't heard of that. Nope.
Okay, I'm going to have to look it up real quick because I'm not familiar with it either. And the article actually doesn't placing undue emphasis on petty details, evidently.
Yeah, there's no evidence being presented in any of this from what I can tell, and I haven't paid much attention to it, but I do pretty much throughout my day while I'm working, I'm listening to some political podcast of some sort. And from what I've been, the rhetoric I've been hearing is that there is no evidence. I mean, I don't know if any callers know of any evidence. So, I mean, with this Burisma stuff and this particular thing that Dems are going on.
I think the evidence is kind of unrelated to the entire process. They wanted to impeach Trump since November the 8th, 2016.
Yep.
Since the day after he won the election.
Sure.
They first wanted to protest and somehow get the election results changed. Then they wanted the electors to switch and vote for Hillary anyway. Then they wanted.
This is why they want the popular vote. So it's essentially, you know, the two coastlines can rule the whole nation.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what they're pushing for now, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, Trump being impeached, it's not surprising. I mean, it was always inevitable from the day that he won the election. As Democrats and Republicans went after each other on the opening day of Trump's impeachment trial, I guess it opened today.
Yeah, it must have been.
Chief Justice John Roberts admonished them and schooled most of them. What they referenced to the word pettifogging, for those who have never heard of it, it was easier to figure out it had something to do with being petty. Yeah, it does. It's paying too much attention to petty details. We've come to expect lots of pettifogging from Republicans. Their main argument in Trump's defense is that Democrats are angry that he beat Hillary Clinton and have been out to get him from the start. Yes, but that's kind of true. And you can go back and look at Democrats and their conversations online since Donald Trump won the election.
And not to mention, the Democrats jacked their own Democratic National Convention in the primary. Bernie Sanders clearly won the primary. And then Bernie Sanders has got a black eye, a nice mansion down in Florida somewhere. He's driving an Audi R8 shortly afterwards, which is, you know, a supercar that's worth a lot of money. I don't know what they go for. And then he kind of like, you know, scared little puppy dog. He all the Bernie lovers were just like, oh, he was forced or coerced somehow into, you know, endorsing, you know, Hillary.
And, no, he's a filthy capitalist and he was paid to, so he did.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's what this third house is about that he's got somewhere down in Fort Lauderdale, I guess.
According to the Chicago Tribune, there is no need for Democrats to engage in pettifogging. Their case against Trump is strong and concise. Using video and transcripts of witness testimony from the congressional hearings, projected on a PowerPoint screen, they were able to present a solid case for asking the Senate to approve subpoenas for relevant witnesses and documents. So they can't even get subpoenas carried out in this particular.
There's no, from what I understand, I've been somewhat following this. There is
not.
Just zero evidence. Everything is just media nonsense, speculation on what they're bringing. There are plenty of reasons to impeach Trump.
Sure.
I mean, he should be impeached for giving any foreign country foreign aid. So should every other president that has ever given any other country foreign aid. Because when you give foreign aid to any country, it is the stealing of money from poor people of a rich country and giving it to the rich people of a poor country. Do you really think that money, that defense contractor money that is going to Ukraine is actually going to do of anything of any good for the people of Ukraine?
Of course not. I mean, it's not intended to.
I mean, there might be a little spill-off because you got Ukrainian billionaires and millionaires now, you know, basically off the pork of the U.S. dollar because, you know, it's like... I mean, they're doing to Ukraine kind of, sort of, what the U.S. was doing to Iran in the 50s, except for in the 50s they were doing more of like, you know, the Islamic, you know, jihadist kind of CIA crap. Today they're doing it all financially. It was just print the money. See, in 1950, the United States couldn't print up billions of dollars and just spool it around the world
right. Because
they were still on the gold standard. Now there's nothing to stop them. It is digital print.
It's Bitcoin.
Yeah, well, as long as enough was adopted.
Yeah.
And yes, Bitcoin is like the number one anti-war thing we can really do, as far as I'm concerned.
So one by one, the House impeachment managers took to the podium, laying out succinct cases for subpoenaing acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, his senior advisor Robert Blair, and Office of Management and Budget official Michael Duffy. In the processes, the Democrats laid out a solid case against Trump for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. For viewers who had not yet put the pieces together, Democrats gave them a roadmap. Their presentations were rehearsed and choreographed, mostly devoid of conjecture and based solidly on facts.
You know, this is the second time this week Democrats have made me like a Republican I didn't like previously. I got a call from some I posted on Facebook, this company that, like, they do polls, and Maximum Research is, and so it says Maximum Research. So I knew it was a pollster, because the last time they called me, they asked me if I was on a radio, if I did any media, and I said yes. And they said, okay, we're done with you. So when they asked me that question, I says no. And so I got to answer all the, things. So they're like, oh, this is a very unbiased poll by, you know, and we just read the poll, and I'm like, oh, great, cool. I'll go to questions. So they're asking me all kinds of questions. So they're asking me these questions. How does it make you feel? Really bad, or not so good, basically. I'll just, it was other things. I forget their metrics. About Chris Sununu vetoing red flag laws. About Chris Sununu
vetoing... How does it make you feel is such a weird question in regard to politics.
It's a loaded question, and it's a biased question because... Do you feel that what he did was not so good, or it was really bad, is basically the answers. They give you, like, the sliding scale of answers. It's actually a little confusing. You really got to pay attention to how they, like, come, because they don't do, it's not just yes or no. Or
but why not ask you what you think about it?
Oh, yeah. So I made sure I told her what I think about it. The first thing I said is, I said, well, if you were, you know, a prosecutor cross-examining a witness in a case that Chris Sununu was a defendant, and I says every question you asked would be overruled. It would if the other ones objected to it. And what they were doing is they were talking about all the things I liked that Chris Sununu did. They were putting a slant on it, like how bad do I think it was that he vetoed the income tax, you know, that Family Leave Act? How bad do you think it was that he vetoed the red flag law? And I'm like, I liked all that stuff. I go, I want to thank you for reminding me why now I'm going to vote for Chris Sununu. If he wins the primary. But I also said, you know, how come you don't have any questions about nobody? Nobody's in the gubernatorial race for New Hampshire.
Oh, yes, I never. It was Darryl Perry.
Yeah, and I should have mentioned him. But and she goes, well, there's a bunch of Democrats, and this is like, I don't know anything about that, and it's not biased. But Maximum Research, I mean, they're just a hack for the anti-gun, pro big government, pro tax increasing. They love the parasite. That's all I can deduce from Maximum Research.
Yeah, it's not surprising. And actually, unbiased poll would be something to behold, but I've never dealt with one. 855-450-3733. Maybe you've been polled by some of these people. 855-453.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Jay.
And we're talking about the circus that is the Democratic impeachment of Donald Trump. And the reason I refer to it that way is because, I mean, it is a Democratic impeachment of Trump. It's petty, it's spiteful, and it's stupid. There's an election in 8 months-ish? No, 10 months. I don't know what month it is. What day is it? Yeah. What year is this?
It's coming up in a little while.
At some point this year, there is an election.
And, I mean, you know, I like Tulsi Gabbard. I like Vermin Supreme because he's my buddy. And you
I'm
know,
voting for Vermin.
And he likes, and he's got the Ponies Party, and we're going to be, actually, depending on my situation, I might not even be there, but sometime in February, there's going to be some primary thing and for the Democrat primary, and Vermin wants to go there with the ponies and the horses and the guns again in Manchester.
Nice.
Manchester will be like a zoo, you know, the Saturday before the primaries. So
okay.
That's fun if you can go up there. Anybody can have a lot of fun. Just, you know, there will be plenty of Republicans up there, plenty of Democrats, plenty of Libertarians. I'm sure the Free Ross people will be out. You know, it's fun.
I want Vermin Supreme as the presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party and John McAfee as the vice presidential nominee.
There you go.
I think Vermin Supreme / McAfee 2020 would be a winning ticket, an actual winning ticket, I think, because at this point in American politics, it's just about who can make the most noise and get the most attention. And there is no one better at either of those two things than Vermin Supreme and John McAfee.
So
you combine them together, and their shenanigans will be known worldwide.
Most of the young girls I know who Vermin Supreme is.
Yeah,
and there's a lot because all these young girls love ponies, and a lot of girls have, you know, grown up that are now old enough to vote have been seeing Vermin Supreme's stuff for years. So, an ex-girlfriend of mine, her daughter is old enough to vote now, and she is voting for Vermin Supreme. She actually told me on a Facebook post several weeks ago. So I thought that was pretty awesome. And a bunch of her friends love Vermin Supreme.
Okay, awesome.
So, you know, that it's all about, with Vermin Supreme, it's all about getting the future voters. So we went to when we did the Guns and Pony March, we brought the pony over in front of the state house here in New Hampshire, and we gave pony rides to little kids. And so what we were doing was bribing future voters. We were giving them a taste of free pony. And I was telling 5-, 6-, and 7-year-olds as I'm walking them around on a pony, I'm like, hey, you know, you get one of these for free if Vermin Supreme becomes president. And he's like, Mom, Dad, you're going to vote for Vermin Supreme? I mean, the kids got excited, but, you know, they might, I mean, I don't know if Vermin Supreme will be, you know, running on a free ponies party in, you know, 15 years when that kid's old enough to vote, but I'm sure somebody else will be if he's not.
Yeah, excellent points. So, the Gerald Nadler, who tossed out the script and put the entire Democratic strategy in jeopardy, evidently, according to the Chicago Tribune, came next in the farce that is the Trump impeachment. Thankfully, it was near the end of a 13-hour session. That's interrogation levels of sitting there listening. That sounds inhumane. You want me to sit here and listen to these old politicians talk for 13 hours straight? I'm sorry, you're going to have to load me up with some ecstasy to get me to do that. And I don't even think I would do it then.
I was going to say, is that all it takes to get your compliance?
13 hours? No, I'm saying that would make it tolerable. But just sitting there stone cold sober listening to politicians ramble on about how Trump is Orange Man bad.
Right, and, right.
No way. I could not do it. I feel my heart weeps for anyone who watched this crap on C-SPAN, all 13 hours of it. What are you doing with your life?
Yeah, see, like, listening to, like, things like these congressional investigations actually doesn't really bother me, because that was my father had C-SPAN going all the time. Whenever he was, it was always in the background whenever he was in the house. And then, but then once we got internet, he would stream C-SPAN through the speakers at the farm when we were, like, working on horses and stew and stuff. And he was always, he was really into paying attention to it. Then he found out about Infowars.com and Alex Jones, and then he started coming to Porkfest.
See, it's things like this that make me miss Jon Stewart, because although he was wrong more often than he was right, Jon Stewart would have taken this 13-hour session, and he would have condensed it into 30 seconds of funny clips that I could have watched to get the gist of the whole thing while laughing throughout it.
It's going to take him a few days.
Yeah, but there's no Jon Stewart to do this anymore, and that's unfortunate. Evidently, Nadler was charged with making the case to subpoena the most important potential witness, former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Now, I don't know what role Bolton is supposed to have played in any of this, do you?
John Bolton, well, I mean, he's a professional scumbag like the rest of them. John Bolton is a war hawk, actually. Him and, like,
shocking. Oh, yeah, he was the guy who resigned because Trump wouldn't attack someone or something.
I think Trump fired him or dumped him. I don't remember the story, but I know that he's, like, hardcore go to war. He's like the Dulles brothers back in, you know, in the Kennedy years. So it's John Bolton. There's another guy. His name is Christie. I forget, oh, they were talking about him today, and just, like, four of them that are just hardcore, always war, war, war. Bolton is definitely a hardcore neocon.
The article goes on to say that it is unlikely that Nadler's tirade had any impact on Republican senators, who breezed through every vote with impenetrable unity. But it might have influenced viewers who, despite their feelings about Trump, want to see a substantive trial. Now, the viewers don't matter. I don't know how to explain this to the Chicago Tribune, but the American people don't vote on the impeachment. That's just the Senate. So it doesn't matter if all of the Americans are watching this and going, oh my God, he deserves to be impeached. He deserves to be removed from office. Excuse me. It's not going to matter if you don't convince those. How many Republicans are in the Senate? 52?
I have no idea.
I think they still have a majority. But if you don't convince all of those, you're just going to end up with a vote that is strictly along party lines.
And this is a, I really think this is a wag-the-dog situation. I think there is something going on. I mean, you know, the Federal Reserve is dumping like, what, $300 billion a night into the overnight repo markets. If Tim Picott is listening, it'd be great if he called in and got us up to, date on that. But, and just none of the banks in the United States are solvent. You have, Iran, Brazil, Venezuela, China, and Russia, they are all dead set against the dollar. The world is de-dollarizing. Max Kaiser calls it a global insurrection against bankers that is basically happening at a grassroots level around the world.
And, well, it's happening here in the United States as well. It's right. Just manifesting as Bitcoin and cryptocurrency.
Well, and that's what Max Kaiser gets into, is that Bitcoin, allows this, and blockchain technology allows us at a grassroots level to divest from the legacy banking system, to deglobalize, because we don't need
these guys. And good God, it needs to be divested from.
But we can do it.
It's such a mess.
It's the only time in history we can literally divest ourselves from the power brokers, and the only people who aren't interested in divesting themselves, from the parasite are the ones that are profiting off the parasite.
Yeah.
I mean, when you talk to somebody...
Well, right now, everyone is scared to, right? Everyone is scared to get into Bitcoin because they know they can't get paid in Bitcoin and they can't go grocery shopping. And
I think that's a lame excuse.
It's true, though. The average person can't get into Bitcoin because they're afraid that they won't be able to use it. It won't be as liquid. And then you have the corporations that are paying them who are scared to get involved with cryptocurrency because the state will come down on them.
Mm. Well,
if Amazon started taking Bitcoin, oh, man. It would be a great day for Bitcoin, but
Jeff Bezos is one of these is part of the parasite class. He doesn't want to, be enticing Bitcoin because he's very much, the state has propped him up tremendously. The state has protected him. You wouldn't, if it wasn't for the state, you wouldn't have people like Jeff Bezos being worth, hundreds of billions of dollars. They might be worth tens of billions of dollars, but not hundreds of billions.
But if Amazon was to accept Bitcoin, then he would be worth tens of thousands of Bitcoin.
Well, the fact
very,
that
very quickly.
Right, right. And but the government.
I would shop more on Amazon than I do now.
Sure. Well, you can.
Well, yeah, you can use like purse.io, I think it is.
Buy at purse.com. And I know a lot of people. I have a lot of friends here in New Hampshire that live like 99%, 90% on Bitcoin. They pay rent in Bitcoin. They buy food.
That's New Hampshire, though.
Yes.
And it's Keene and the Manchester areas of New Hampshire. And Portsmouth.
Yeah, this guy lives out Port. Those are the population areas, but yeah.
If you want to do this in like Tennessee or Mississippi or Oregon or California or things like that, you're not going to be able to at this point. We need more mass adoption. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Ever wanted to hook up with an attractive woman but you couldn't because you were already in a relationship? Ever wanted to earn high income on low work hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low work, high income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt,
Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.